We're in the Kesa Sefer beginning Simen Chav Dalid, which is the Dinim of Bedikas Tfilin. V'im Niskalkalu HaTfilin Oyu HaRetzuos. What's the halacha in those cases? Uboi Vav Si'ifim. Says the Kesas Si'if Aleph. Tfilin Shehuchsiku B'kashris Minadin Kol Zman Shechipui In Sholem Harein B'chez Kosan. Tfilin that are muchsik B'kashris, as long as the Tfilin are in good condition, it's not required to check the tefillin. We are not choishes shema nimchak b'toichan, that maybe the ksav became erased, or maybe a hole developed. Nevertheless, it is kedai to check the tefillin because sometimes they get ruined because of the sweat of a person. And if the tefillin are only worn occasionally, the tefillin need to be checked twice in 7 years. Because maybe the tefillin became ruined, maybe they became rotten. Also, if the outside of the batim became torn, so then obviously the tefillin require bedika as well. If the tefillin were left in water, obviously they need bedika as well. If there's nobody available to check them and resew them, a person can wear the tefillin without checking them, so that he should not be without the mitzvah of tefillin. Says the Kesa Sefer and Sif Beis. Nikru k'tzas habatim mibachutz. If the batim are ripped on the outside of the batim, bein b'shel roish or bein b'shel yad, posel. That is going to be posel. Aval im mibachutz habatim shleimim. But if the batim are in good condition on the outside, rak shenikru b'shel roish mechitzes hapnimiyos, but the inner mechitzes got ripped, so then it depends. Im nikru kach shnei batim zeitzel ze. If two batim which are adjacent to each other got ripped, that's possible. Avalim enam ze etzel ze. But if the two batim that got ripped are not adjacent to each other, kagoyin rishon v'shlishi, for instance, the first bias and the third bias became ripped, the halacha is kevan shebayis echot sholim b'neim, since you have a full bias in between them which is not ripped, so it's going to be kosher. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkot and Aleph. Ne'im nikru k'tzas, mashma she'im yesh afilu nekev kol shehu b'bayis posel. Even if it's a tiny hole, that is also going to be a psul v'chei mashma be'al yirabah simin lametes sifkotin vov ayin shom. V'af she'yesh mi b'fnim klaf dovuk, and even though he puts a patch on the inside, mash ha'sefer menichim l'chazik es ha'bayis, which the sefer put there to be mechazik the bayis ha'nikra futer, loy mahani doesn't help l'das ha'gdoilim ha'imrim l'devik le'toiv. According to the Paiskim that hold that Devek doesn't create a chibur, so then those tefillin are not going to be kosher with this patch. He was asked this kasher, Shlomo Kluger, and he says that it's a psul, afilu la machshir in tefillin mishnei yoris. Even if you're machshir, gluing the tefillin together, this patch is not going to be machshir, the tefillin with the hole. And even though I think that according to those shittas, it's not muchrach to say that it's going to be possel, but according to those that hold that devek does not create a chibur, so then for sure you have to be machmir. You have to be very careful about this. Person has to be very careful and take a look at his tefillin to ensure that the corners did not develop a hole. It's worth noting that this was more negeh when they made tefillin from dakais. Today with gaseis, I'm not sure that this chash is really kayam. Says the Lishka in Sifkotin Beis, posel, that if there are two batim that are adjacent to each other, that are both ripped, it's going to be posel. B'shulchan Aruch Mavur, demishum sveika anu poislam b'kolinyan. Since it's a suffik, so it's a suffik d'iraisa, and we are machmir. V'im kein pshita de kol zman she'ena yachal limtzei tefillin acherim. Nevertheless, since it's only a suffik, so avada, as long as you can't find any other tefillin, yaniach elu b'lei bracha, one should wear these tefillin it, albeit without a bracha. Says the Kesis in Seif Gimel. Im niskalkel ribuan, if the ribuah of the tefillin became possible, was ruined, it's not meruba anymore, psula in the tefillin apostle achi yitaknam. Utsrichim lashgiach al zeb ma'oid ma'oid, a person has to be extremely careful about this. Seif Dalet. Im nifsiku shtei tefira zu etzel zu, the tefillin are sewed up with stitching. So if two stitchings became ripped adjacent to each other, or if three tefiras ripped, afilu zu shaloi keneged zu, even if they're not adjacent to each other, harei elu psulon misafik, the tefillin apostle misafik. If it calls man sheyef shaloi letaknan, and if they can't be fixed, v'gam ein lo yacherim, and a person doesn't have another pair to wear, yonichim b'loi bracha, he can wear these tefillin with the ripped tefiras, albeit without a bracha. Says the Kesis in Seif Hei, imnikru ha-parashias, if the parashias became ripped, adin kamoi b'sefer Torah, the halacha is the same as we mentioned in the Sefer Torah, where we discussed if it goes three lines or more than three lines, shenizbar b'simin yud ches, have a look in simin yud ches, where the pratim of those dinim are discussed, so says the Dogel Mirvava. Seif Vav, im nifzika ritzua lemala min ashiurin, if the ritzua ripped above the shear, right? We said before, the shiurim of the length of the ritzua. So if it ripped within the shear, shenizkiru b'simen chav gimel sif dalet, loy mahani la like shira v'loy tfira, sewing or tying the tefillin or the ritzuas will not solve the problem. Avalamata min ashiurin, but if one has the shear in the full ritzua and then it ripped after the shear, in such a case, it will, one can tie the ritzua back on, or he can sew it back on, because he has the shear in its completeness. This that you can't be kosher oitfira, that you can't sew on the ritzua which ripped off, that's only in the part of the ritzua that wraps around the head, encircles the head, or the part that encircles the zroya, where he makes the hiduk on the shalyad, avalamata, but if it's beyond the kesher, mahani. So then, one can sew or be kesher, even though it's within the shear. V'yeshayimrim oid, and there are those that say further, the gamba mashamaka v'sarosh v'sazroya kshira hi deloy mahani. It's only kshira that doesn't help. Aval tfira mahani, but to sew it does help. V'hisha teheya tfira litzad pnim, as long as one sews it on the inside of the ritzua where it's not visible, v'loy litzad chutz. U'b'shasat chak, yesh lismach gamal ha-mikilim ha-elu, if it's a shasat chak, one can rely on these shitas, shleis batal mi mitzvah tfilin. Aval inyan bracha nearly, the kol shenifzak l'malam nashir, ha-nizkar b'simen chav gimel sif dalet. However, if it ripped within the shear, regarding the shaila of whether or not one can make a bracha, l'dei arishayna, afal pisha tofra, ein levarech alof. One should not make a bracha. V'gam yesh l'hachmir shalei l'koshran, ela l'tofran. And one should be machmir as well, not to tie it if it's within the shear, rather to be tofer it, to be chayshish for those shittas. V'hecha de'efsher, and when it's possible, yesh l'tofran dafka begidim, should be sewn dafka with gidim and not with other threads. V'im nifzika ritzua b'rachba, if the ritzua tore in its width, v'nifshar b'rachba poches mikisa'ira, and there remains in the width less than the shear of a sa'ira, which we said was the minimum width, yesh leimer d'rishoy litvar b'kol mokim, one, it's sad to say that one can sew the ritzua back together no matter what, but that also is a tzarech ion. V'ayin l'kamon sif hey, the aser lafay chaktzavay shel ritzuas, where he discusses the issue of turning the ritzuas upside down, which we'll get to be'ezrus Hashem. Says the Lishkas HaSefer Sifkaton Gimel, lemala min ashiurin, if it ripped higher than the shear, in other words, within the shear. Harosh hevi tshuva is goin. The rosh brings a tshuva from a goin. The ritzua leka tfira klal begava ela goinza. One cannot ever sew a ritzua, rather, he has to put it in geniza. The Kosev al Zeh HaRosh, and the Rosh writes in Halachas Ketanah Siman Yud Aleph, Umayri Beritzua HaMakefes HaRosh VeHazraya, that this that we're saying that you can't be Teifer Ritzua is only on the part that goes around the head or the arm. The Hasam Ba'i Kshira Tama, because one needs a Kshira Tama, Havala Ritzuis HaTluis, but the Ritzuis that stretch out Lamata after the Kshira, Loi Shayech Bu Kshira, over there, the din of kshira doesn't apply because one already has the kshira. Shenemar kshartem lois al yadech v'hoil tafis b'ninecha. Dafka al hayad v'al harosh hu dechsiv kshira. Lemu'ute kshira she'ena tama. That has to be tam. In other words, the etzem kshira. Aval ritzuyes hatzluyes, but anything that's hanging beyond the kesher, lo shayach leser behen kshira, there's no iser to tie the ripped ritzua back together. Utvira, nor is there an iser to sew it back on. The haboy rav dimi lemeimar dimloin eshtayer b'ritzuas elok kolshu chutz lekesher ksheris. Because rav dimi teaches us in the Gemara that as long as you have something beyond the kesher, the tefillin are kosher ad kan loshen of the rush. V'leiz l'zachisi l'hoven dvarav hakdoshim, says the kesis, I don't understand the rush. U'mabekachter rav dimi b'lemeimar gardumi ritzua ksheira. So what if rav dimi is teaching us that the part of the ritzua that's hanging is kosher? Kevin the stomach de Gemara masik v'loi vados luhu shiura. Im kain kol shiur haritzua mistamach adina isla. The pashtus is, says the Rosh, that the entire ritzua has one shear, and that you can't be mechalik between the part that's prior to the kesher and the part that's beyond the kesher. V'ulai kavanasa, and perhaps what the Rosh meant was kevin the ravdimi boilach shure v'al karchach dehach shiura lav medoi raisehu. Maybe since Rav Dimi wanted to be machshirit, so this shear can't be the oraisa. Vein svara lesser sham kshira utfira, and memela there's no svara to say that one wouldn't be able to tie the ripped ritzua back on or sew it back on. Maybe that's what the Rosh meant, that it's not a the oraisa. We call makam lufiani astaiti hine loshen hagoin shakosav ritzua leka tfira klal begavo. Right, what it says over there is klal begavo. So again, the Kesis is saying that since the Lashon of the Goyin is that Ritzua Leka Tfira Klal Begavah Nira Kavanasai, what the Goyin meant was the Bekola Ritzua Leka Bu Tfira, that in the entire Ritzua there's no Tfira, but not just prior to the Kesher. Sefer HaTshuma Kosev Kein Lehedya. The Sefer HaTshuma says so explicitly, Shalachar Sheheviyas HaShiurim L'Shal Reishul Shal Yad. After he brings the shiurim, Kosav, he writes, Nifsuka haratzua v'leinishar bo kishir, shepirashnu le'el, ein latakona. If the ritzua rips and you don't have the shear, in other words, it ripped within the shear, so there's nothing you can do, you can't tie it and you can't sew it. Ukra kosav habeis yasef, the gam dasa rambam nirakein. Ube'emesh, gam loshin sharapaiskim nirakein, that if it rips within the shear, it cannot be tied back on. V'lachein, Vivade ein lavarach ala avada, one cannot make a bracha im nifsika lamala min ashurim, even if it's beyond the kesher. Ach im bitzad hasmel nifsika lamata miachaza, but if on the left side it rips lower than the chest, afki ladas harambam vashulchan aruch tzarech loimar ad samach tzarech lias ad samach latabur, even though the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch holds it should come until the belly button, mikol makam kevan dereva poiskim kosvu ad achaza. Since most poskim hold that it only needs to come until the chest, it would seem that one could make a bracha. And I saw that the Melech Hashemayim also says the Shah Mutar Afilu Bikshira Ela Shekosav the Mikol Makom Toiv Lekoshran Letofran Milekoshran. Melech Hashemayim says that Taka, if it comes past the chest, so then you could be makel to tie the ritzua back on. But it's better if you sew it back on. Amnam shuv nisyashavti kevan de la Rambam pasal b'hachi, but later on, says the Lishka, I thought about it, and I realized that since the Rambam says that in this case it's pasal, ubalav hachi ladas roiv g'deli harishenim zal ein mevarchana shal roish v'shaloi hivsik, and according to roiv rishenim, you don't make a bracha on the shal roish anyway, it's just our minig that we do make a bracha. In a case where the shel roish is possible according to the Rambam, better not to make a bracha at all, since there are poskim that anyway hold that you don't make a bracha on the shel roish. Upshita demutav letofran milakosher navada. If you're going to fix it, it's better to sew it than to tie it. K'moshe kasavnu bifnim. Kevin de bitfira yesh mekilim b'kol makim. Since there are those that hold that in any event tfira is mutter. Says the Kesis in Sifkotin, the Lishkin Sifkotin Dalid, Mahani Luk Shira Oy Tfira, Kosova Masa Shekel. The Masa Shekel says that, right, we said, what he said on tap was that if it ripped after the shear, so then you can tie it or sew it. So the Masa Shekel says, Demikol Mokam Acher Shetofer, once you did sew it, Lamala Mishir Ze, Tzorech Acher Shehekef Hazroya Limtoyach Haritzua Adha Etzba Emtsoi, you should skip the Kriches and just pull it straight down to the finger, v'lichroich olav gimel kriches, and to do the three kriches on the finger, v'yacharza, and afterwards, yachzer lamala v'yichroich alazorei zayin kriches, and then do the zayin kriches. Tim loikein mama hani sheyesh bei kadei shetakif, what does it help that you have the shear v'timtach, kevan she'eno oisa ha'krichas aviv ha'etzba, kiyem v'chatichas ha'ratzua ha'tfura. If you're going to do that, you're only going to be doing, in other words, we said that be'etzem, the minimum shear is to make the kshira of the shalyad and then pull it straight down to the finger. So that's the which means that the kshira, that the krichas around the finger is part of the etzem shear. So if it's part of the etzem shear, what does it help if the part of the ritzua that's going to go around the finger is the part that was sewn on? You want the etzem ritzua to go around the finger. The truth is, says the Lishka, it's not mashma like the Machzor Shekel from the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shulchan Aruch. Avoladina lechura mistaver lasis came, but nevertheless, it's mistaver to do it, because what do you have to lose? Lamaisa, you'll be getting the ikar shear on the finger the way it's meant to be. So mele, it is kedai to do like the Machzor Shekel, even though that's not the mashmos of the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mechaber. Amnam reisi b'sefer shnei schayim tshuvas tam hilchas tefillin tshuva nun dalid. That Reb Shlomo Kluger says, "Sha'ilam ena noyegin v'zeh k'machzor shekel." The minig lemaisa is not like the machzor shekel because of liyashiv haminig. Aye, so why taka not? Why is the halacha not? Why is the mechaber and the Trumas Hadeshin taka not say like the machzor shekel? L'chayri is saying a glatis svar. So Reb Shlomo Kluger says, "The b'chia gavna amrinan kol aray lebila ain bila ma'keves book." Since you could put it on the finger, so even though you didn't, it's going to be okay. Says the Lishka Sifkotin, hey, v'yeshayim rim oid, v'sefer melech ha-shamayim, loy hevi klal yeshayim rim elu. Right? We said that there are those that say that all, that even the part that goes around the head and the arm, that, again, we said, v'yeshayim rim oid, on top, t'gam b'ma shemakif es ha-roish ves ha-zorek, shiri hi d'loy mahani. It's only kshira that doesn't help, but tfira does help. So the Melech Shemayim doesn't even bring this day of Layadati Lama. I don't know why he doesn't bring this day of Pshita. The Eshlochosh Lehemavada, one should be Choshish for that Shita. Shalayla's battle mitzvah's tefillin. And therefore, in that case, if he doesn't have anything else, at least he should sew it together. And he'll be Yoitza according to those Shitas that hold that tfira helps in any event.